Ernest! My own Ernest!
Gwendolyn, darling!
Wait a moment. May I ask if you are engaged to be married to this young lady?
To dear little Cicely? Of course not! What could have put such an idea into your pretty little head?
Thank you. You may kiss me.
I knew there must be some kind of misunderstanding, Miss Fairfax. The gentleman whose arm is at present around your waist is my guardian, Mr. Jack Worthing.
I beg your pardon?
This is Uncle Jack.
Jack? Oh!
Here is Ernest.
My own laugh.
Wait a moment. Ernest, may I ask you, are you engaged to be married to this young lady?
To what young lady? Good heavens. Gwendolyn. Of course not. What could have put such an idea into your pretty little head?
Thank you. You may kiss me.
I felt there was some slight error, Miss Cardew. The gentleman whose arm is at present around your waist is my cousin, Mr. Algernon Moncrief.
Algernon Moncrief? Oh! Are you called Algernon?
I cannot deny it.
Oh!
Is your name really Jack?
I could deny it if I liked. I could deny anything if I liked. But my name certainly is Jack. It has been Jack for years.
We have both been terribly deceived.
My poor wounded Cicely.
My poor wronged Gwendolyn.
Please, will you call me sister?
Oh.
There is just one question I would like to ask my guardian.
A very good idea. Mr. Worthing, there is just one question I would like permission to ask you. Where is your brother Ernest? We are both engaged to be married to your brother Ernest, so it is important for us to know where he is at present.
Gwendolyn, Cicely, it is very painful for me, but I must speak the truth. It is the first time in my life that I have been in such a painful position, and I am quite inexperienced at doing this. However, I will tell you honestly that I have no brother Ernest. I have no brother at all. I have never had a brother in my life, and I don't intend ever to have a brother in the future.
No brother at all?
None.
Did you ever have a brother of any kind?
Never. Not of any kind.
I am afraid, Cicely, that neither of us is engaged to be married to anyone.
It is not a very pleasant position for a young girl suddenly to find herself in, is it?
Let us go into the house. They will not follow us into the house, will they?
No. Men are so cowardly, aren't they?